I know what you're thinking. Ever have anyone do that to you? Splash right into the big puddle of your thoughts and you suddenly feel exposed? Then you relax. Of course, they can't read your mind. They can only guess. Or they can gently ask, "Penny for your thoughts." Why is it always a penny? Our thoughts are valuable. Should be $1 million for your thoughts. What's interesting is how we respond. I think we tend to dodge and weave. We don't reveal what we are thinking. We shrug it off with, "Oh, nothing important," which isn't usually true, but perhaps that's the best answer. We all have secret thoughts. We consider our world of thoughts a private place, a sacred place where we are alone and safe until someone says, "Hey, I know what you're thinking." It's like someone rattling the doorknob, pounding on your locked door. Writers in the horror genre should play with this concept more. Imagine if everyone could read the minds of others in the room. Say, for example, at the next Thanksgiving family gathering. Scary, right? I think it's common for people to want to know what others think about them. I mean, really think about them. But there's a lot of good reasons why all those thoughts bouncing around in our head should be kept under guard. Some of our thoughts are mean. Many are too revealing. And crazy as it sounds, lots of thoughts just show up. Can you imagine if we had to be accountable for our thoughts? What if thoughts were traceable? Of course, now I'd give $1 million to know what you're thinking. Oh, wait, now I get it. But make that a penny for your thoughts. I'm Lonnie Kane, and that's my perspective.